It's Comedy Shoeshine.
That reminds me, I haven't talked shit about old people.
Ten? I'm not giving you 10 of my fucking robot credits.
It's Human Sacrifice Day in the neighborhood, and it's our house today, so sorry about that.
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of Comedy Shoe Shine. How's it going, Sam?
Just reminded me of eggnog. Dude, it's eggnog season.
The inaugural episode. All right, that's what we're going to name it. The inaugural episode of Comedy Shoe Shine.
You know, I can't drink eggnog anymore because I thought of it being just eggs. Did I tell you that before?
Yeah, I prefer joking to think of it as just nog. Yeah. Makes it a lot better.
This is not a joke. I was like 12 and I realized when I was drinking, I was like, this egg, like just think of drinking an egg and then I can't drink
it. This show's for jokes only. So if that's not a joke, I'm going to have to cut it out of the show.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah. Eggnogural episode. So
feels the same.
Yeah.
Show.
The same anyway. As what? What do you mean?
We better just, you know, talk about the big white elephant. The pink elephant in the room.
Yeah, the 860-pound
gorilla pink elephant with BO.
Yeah.
Diarrhea in his pants.
3-ton pink gorilla elephant hybrid in the room.
Staring at you in the face with a knife to your throat.
Yeah. We're all thinking about it.
We got a new show.
Yeah. It's this one.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to cover about the new show. I mean, what do you want to talk about? The fact that, you know, it is a new show? How much can we talk about? I don't know if you read the legal kind of emails we got or whatever, but how much?
I let my people kind of.
Yeah.
I have people who read my legal emails
We're allowed to say some things, but I don't know how much we're allowed to say. Long story short, there's a there's some pending litigation about our old podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Can we mention the name? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think we can.
We better not.
No, yeah, we shouldn't. It's feeding into the competition. Yeah, needless
to say, if any of you guys were listeners of that show and you find it like their new episodes coming out, it's not us. They found people that sort of sound like us. They're not as funny, definitely not as handsome, and definitely have smaller genitalia. I think we can say that.
Yeah, I don't remember reading that. Yeah, I don't remember reading.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just a lesson out there, word of the wise. You know, trademark your podcast. Trademark your podcast
if you want to keep. If you want to be able to keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I mean, you made that joke, but like, we're actually required to keep doing it. It's just not. We don't. You know, so it'll still be up. It'll still be us, but it's not. We don't benefit from that. It's not our show anymore. So
yeah, we don't really own it, but we still have to do it.
Yeah, we're just putting out a shit show.
One of those weird laws that
bizarre. It was either that or we could be someone's indentured servant for like a year or something. We chose that one. It's
early podcast litigation or law like is weird. Mm. There's a lot of old.
It's a developing field.
Archaic podcast laws that are still on the books.
Yeah, from the turn of the century. So a lot of people are emailing us right now asking where the name Comedy Shoeshine came from.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten 4 or 5 text messages since we started recording. Where did it come from? And I don't know if, did you want to tackle this
question?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, it is kind of, because I can see how people would be like, what does that mean? You know, and it's a good question. Basically, shoe shine, it's like shoe polish. It's a waxy paste cream or liquid used to polish, shine, and waterproof leather shoes or boots to extend the footwear's life and restore, maintain, and improve their appearance, basically.
Question, and maybe people are thinking this. When roughly were modern polish formulas introduced, do you think?
Well, the popularity of shoe polish paralleled in a general rise in leather and synthetic shoe production beginning in the 19th century and continuing into the 20th. Now, the World War saw a surge in demand for the product in order to polish army boots.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and that ought to clear it up.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much answers it. So, I mean, since, and I just off the top of my head, like since medieval times, you know, dubbin, a waxy product, was used to soften and waterproof leather, as you know. I know you know that, but I'm just, in case any of the audience doesn't know. However, it did not impart shine. You know, it was made from a natural wax, oil, soda ash, and tallow. And as leather with high natural veneer became popular in the 18th century, a high glossy finish became important, you know, particularly on shoes and boots. And so, you know, I think that, I mean, I know you already answered the question, but I was just kind of adding a little bit to it. Just
off the top of your head, just kind of some, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just throwing in like my little two bits of knowledge there.
Some general things that you've kind of gathered over the years.
And did you know shoeshine is still in use today?
No.
It is? Well, I got news for you.
I might not have named our podcast after it, had I known.
Yeah. But fortunately, I checked. There's no trademark on that. You know, there's no trademark on just shoeshine. Yeah,
we got this one.
Yeah, we learned our lesson, you know. Yeah. We don't pay our lawyers tons of fucking money for them to not check if shoeshine is, you know, trademarked. So.
Yeah, so hopefully we won't get any more emails asking about it, because I think we've more than cleared up why the name Comedy Shoeshine.
I think we've gone more into depth into that name than, you know, your average podcast. Do they talk about like, well, here's where our name came from? Not really.
No, because it would be terrible radio.
Yeah. Whereas when we did it, it was awesome. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that shit, it's, you know. I mean, I guess if you're still confused, you can ask us, but I'm not guaranteeing that we're going to take any more time, you know, to talk about it.
There's not a whole lot more to say about it anyway. So let's get right into it. We have a lot of, obviously, since we have this new podcast, we've got a lot of new things to talk about as far as, like, you know, Twitter, that account that we hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. But let's just get into some good, mediocrely funny content right off the bat.
And
that's
should
what...
we remind our listeners, remind for the first time, we don't talk to each other about what we're going to say. This is sort of our style. I don't know if you want to take that. Tackle that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been criticized in the press a lot for not really being prepared for a lot of our podcasts or whatever. But the thing is, we think it's funnier for you, the listener, whether you be singular or plural or whatever, the royal listener.
We'll check the numbers after see if which form is appropriate, the singular form or the plural form.
Yeah. You, the listener, getting to hear us bring up our topics without the other person having heard them first. Because if we really wanted to prepare this podcast like real, then we'd have to tell each other what we were going to say. And it's just, it wouldn't be funny when we say it because we'd already know. So we don't tell each other anything that we're going to be coming up with, which, you know, to the untrained ear sounds like we're not prepared, but really,
you know,
it's on purpose.
I hear, you know, you hear it like to the untrained person. It's like, oh, you guys are just lazy. Like, oh, you know, like, oh, you're actually just totally trying to play it off. Like it's your strategy when really, you know, you're lazy. You don't do any work. You know, I'm just for example.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, no, it's a very conscious decision.
Yeah. I think our record of putting out a podcast at least once a year should speak for that.
And just to go into that further, like, oh, you guys are like lazy sacks of shit. And you don't prep. I don't know if I mean, you know, just if I illustrated the criticisms enough that I've heard.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you guys are
all over
hacks.
The papers and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
you just pick up any paper, you'll see it.
Yeah. It sort of misses the point, though, don't you think? I mean, the point is we want to sound fresh. You know, I don't want to sound rehearsed. I can hear it other podcasts. Someone brings up a topic and you can hear the other host's like lips moving along with what they're saying. Like they know the script.
It.
Yeah. They know exactly
what's
coming.
Unscripted. Sometimes we don't even prepare anything. That's even, I'll take it one step further. A lot of times we won't even have anything at all, but we'll just still come up with something.
Yeah.
It'll be way better than
we've done whole episodes where it's like, do we have an episode? No. Okay, let's do an episode.
Yep. Some of our best episodes. So anyway, let's start an episode.
Oh, should we do that? Yeah, let's do that.
I want to just bring this up because this episode's kind of taking a while. While we're still in November, I want to make sure to get this thing in. But I don't know if you're aware of this whole, you know, the Movember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wearing it, baby.
It's a joke. There's no way you could not know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
Yeah. So what I want to talk about is like the fact that there is something called Movember. I don't understand. I need you to help me understand this because apparently I can't be understanding this correctly because I think what it is that people who can grow a beard like at any time, like they can grow a full mustache beard,
which is already foreign to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. It's not that it's foreign to me. It's like saying someone who can't walk, like seeing, you know, walking's foreign. Well,
you're right.
I mean, I guess maybe it is.
Yeah. Well, the feeling of doing it is foreign to you.
Yeah. I know what it is. I just can't do it. So that's the thing is like, so you're telling me that there's people who can grow a beard and a mustache and all that and all the glorious different variations that you're entitled to when you can do that. They don't have a beard and a mustache already? Is that what it is? And so then... Mm-hmm. Because I don't understand. Is there something
right.
Like,
yeah, in order to grow one, you'd have to not have one.
Because that doesn't make any sense. Because like if you could grow a beard or a mustache, wouldn't you have a beard? I thought everybody who has a beard and a mustache, that's because they can grow one. And then if you don't have one, is that not how it works?
That's a good question. Maybe what they do is like, you know, during Shocktober, Shavoctober, they shave it.
Oh,
that's why we call it Shavoctober.
Oh.
And then in November, you regrow it.
Yeah.
I guess that's my guess. I don't, because I just have it all the time. I can't not, there's no way I'm going to shave that ever.
I mean, imagine if they had like Walktober and it was like, all right, everyone get out of your wheelchairs and just walk for the month of November.
Right. It would
you know
seem
how insulting
curious.
That would be to like actual people who are, you know, handicapped or whatever.
Yeah, disabled. Like you are. Yeah, you're definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, I can't grow a mustache or a beard, and I have to watch these
it's
things
a disability.
About, like, hey, everybody, let's grow a mustache and a beard in Movember for charity, and it's all silly. Like, everyone posts pictures of themselves with a mustache or a beard like it's a joke, you know? Like, it's not a serious thing that, like, there are people out there who can't grow a beard or a mustache and desperately would if they could.
Yeah, to elaborate on your analogy, it'd be like, you know, like, oh, let's all dance around a guy's wheelchair month.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be just
that's
like, oh, let's get up
me.
And walk. It'd be like, oh, let's do a dance on a guy's lap that's paralyzed for life.
That's what Movember is for me, just so you know.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with your, like, horrifying, you know, like, disability that you have. Like, it's pretty disturbing to see. I don't know if, you know, listeners, I pray that listeners never have to go through the shock of seeing someone without a beard, like, ugh.
Yeah.
God, the first time
I tried tanning a lot, nothing helps.
Yeah. The first time you see it, man, there's nothing. Oh, God, there's nothing like it. It's
so weird.
Yeah.
It'd be like boob December, where it's like, okay, ladies, untape your boobs or whatever. And it's like, so then girls with no boobs have to see people. It's like, if you can grow a beard, you just grow a beard. That's doesn't make any sense.
Yes, in this millennium, yeah. It's pretty much, yeah. So, a little education there on Movember. It's because you shave it all off in Shiv October, and that's why.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Because I knew I was missing something, because there's no way people would just not have a beard or mustache.
So for that, for that matter, it's Mecember and Movanuary. It's just the rest of the months are with an M. So yeah, it's good that you brought that up though, Sam. If we ever do like a meet and greet, I wouldn't have necessarily thought of that, but like people will be pretty horrified if they see that you don't have a beard.
Well, I'll have a headdress on or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the fake one, but like when you see a guy with a fake arm, it's still like, oh, okay, you know, it takes a second. I'm just warning people. You have a prosthetic beard and mustache, which comes with glasses.
They all do.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Even if you have glasses already.
I happen to need glasses, so it doesn't really.
No, you have to wear the fake ones over your normal ones. They don't let you separate.
That's why I said glasses.
Yeah. Glasses is.
Yeah. I need glasses with an apostrophe at the very end.
Oh, man.
No, that doesn't make sense.
So what else do we want to talk about? I guess I could. I know what I mean. We let's see. I too many choices. We do, of course. Later, we can tease it. We're gonna have a commercial review. Of course, I mean that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But something that I did. It's not worth taking a whole commercial review on. So I just wanted to quickly point it out. There are currently on the television machine if you watch TV, two separate commercials where a person has to say zero, the word, you know, the concept zero, like, and they have to say it a bunch of different ways for some reason. I don't know what that is, but they have to say like zip, zilch, and diddly squat. And there's two different commercials where a person says diddly squat. I just wanted to point that out. They're both on the air right now. Like,
yeah.
What is this idea that if someone says zero, you're like, whoa, what? What is that word? I don't know what that word means. Like, it's some weird advertising thing where, like, you need to emphasize, like, zip, zilch, nada. Like,
yeah, it's weird. They're always like that.
Yeah.
Is that just because one person did it and so every, you know?
Yeah, it's like this recycled comedy bit that, like, because the fucking brain donors that are writing commercials, they must just wait, like, okay, guys, it's been like 2 years since someone did the zip, zilch, nada, dilly squat. Yeah. Like, we can do that again right now. But the
people
same.
People love it.
Yeah. Well, because the executives probably don't know shit. They're like, oh, yeah, that's funny. You know, it's like, because they just bring it up after a couple years, you know?
Okay. I could just see like all the editors or whatever in the different ad agencies. They're from like the same school, like the same, like, you know, 10
yeah, that was like
graduation
chapter 3
time.
Of their text.
And so like every time a young writer comes up with something that says like zero on it, they're like, hey, okay, just sit down for a second. Anytime you're going to put zero in there, you just do zero, zilch, nada, bubkiss, whatever. Just pick like four or five different.
But I don't understand because like if I say zero, like, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, but it's not. No,
I guess
there's,
I don't.
There's not just one language out there for zeros. A lot of people use different ways to say zero. You got your zilch guy. You got your.
Oh, so you have to say like zero cero, like Spanish.
No, like, you're not understanding it. It's not that this is a different language. It's like, you know, you like to wear long sleeve shirts with stripes.
Yeah.
Other guys like to wear solid colors. This is not one of the better examples I've come up with. But
I was gonna say, so
it's like that. You got your zilch guy. You know a zilch guy. Think about it. There's,
I guess so.
A guy, every group has a zilch guy. There's a nada guy. The bubkiss is a little more rare. So
yeah, that's like an older generation thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Bubkiss. Yeah.
But our people say that a bubkiss could be coming on stronger than
wait,
zilch.
Wait. I got one. Diddly squat.
Yeah, that's. I can't believe I didn't mention that.
Holy crap. I think I'm with you now.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That has an incredible ring.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
You just
thank
want
you for
to hammer
education.
Home the zero. Yeah. So don't ever bring this shit to my desk that just says zero.
They always say like, oh, you don't really learn anything in school. Like, it takes the real world. I didn't believe it until this moment right
this
now.
This is one of those moments. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
That's why I'm where I am and you're where you're at.
You know what I learned in school? Zip. Zilch.
You got zero. It.
I don't know if you are you following me? Diddly squat.
No, it's so normal to me. I didn't even.
Oh, you didn't realize I was even.
No, I didn't know you were trying to do that on purpose. I thought it was us just talking like two normal people because everybody I've ever talked to just talks like that.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah. Don't worry. It'll become more of a thing that you just do without thinking about it.
Okay.
Also, what is that term when, you know, once you learn something, you notice it everywhere? It'll be like that too.
Oh, yeah. There's some phenomenon where you just, everything. If you have a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. Is that kind of thing?
Not really. Oh, okay. That's different.
I'll leave now.
Yeah.
I'll go back to my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So am I getting paid for that? do I get paid more than you now?
Wait, on top of that huge salary that you already? Yeah. And I don't know if the one, it's like a car commercial. Do you know the one I'm talking about? I don't know if that guy, the way the commercial is filmed, it's like he's some sort of big personality, but I've never fucking seen him before in my life. And like he completely falls flat, but maybe he's some reality. There's a billion reality shows. I bet you he's on one of those that I don't know of. And so he says like zip, zip. Like it's supposed to be really funny that he's saying. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Are there a lot of reality shows now? That's weird. I wonder how big the reality thing is now compared to like
it's 100% of all television. So
I guess it's not the traditional like. You know, Survivor, that kind of reality
show. No, it's
just
all
a lot
like
of different
fucking
type of
cake wars, storage wars,
storage wars.
Just
watch that.
Just an object and then wars after it, or not?
There's
maybe
really
something.
Elephant wars. That
probably.
Sounds good.
I mean, maybe not that one because like it's a little insensitive to after the Great Elephant War. You know, of the of years past. Like, they
don't could just be different elephant wars.
They don't want to dredge up the memory of the famous elephant wars that happened. Yeah. I mean, we lost lots of good men and elephants in that.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe not that one.
Come on, let's not depress all our listeners. Yeah, sorry.
This is a comedy show.
First sewed.
Yeah, you're right.
So I went to the land of Disney 2 weeks ago. Anaheim, not Disney World, Disneyland. And of course, we could do a whole sewed on Disneyland stuff.
Yeah, let's not.
Probably. But I won't. But there's a couple things that I want to talk about. But the first, the funniest thing that happened in the whole trip. You haven't been there forever, so you don't know any of the rides, but you know Bug's Life, right? The movie. There's just an area that has like Bug's Life stuff and like, you know, some little kid rides. It's mostly little kid stuff. And I don't know what you would call it. It's like a theater, I guess. You go underground where the bugs live. And it's called It's Tough to Be a Bug. And like you go in this little theater, it's all like earthy and, you know, it's like a cave kind of. It's got the whole theme going on. It's awesome. But it's like all ages. And, you know, my daughter
now. All ages of bugs? Or?
Yeah. All ages of bugs.
Yeah. From 1 hour to 24 hours.
Yeah. My daughter's 5 now. So like she can go on most of the stuff at Disneyland. But it's kind of weird because, you know, they're tall enough to go on in certain things or old enough, but you don't really know like if they're going to like it or get scared or whatever. So this one, we thought like it's a Bug's Life. I mean, of course, bugs could be scary, but you know, whatever, Bug's Life, it's a cartoon. It wasn't rated like R. But anyway, so we all went in there and you sit in a theater and it starts out with the main good bug guy. I don't know what his name is, but he was like Buggy. A green bug guy.
Doug.
Green guy. And he just comes out.
Hi,
and
I'm Doug Bug.
Yeah, oh, it's 3D. That's another thing. It's you got 3D glasses. And it's, you know, whatever. It's supposed to be like that. So it starts out and he's like, hi, I'm a bug. And humans, you guys don't know anything about us. And so he starts telling, you know, giving you like the bug facts thing. You know, that whole run around.
Yeah, that spiel.
Yeah. And so like different bugs come out. Like there's a stink bug that comes out that accidentally stinks the audience.
Term for that?
Then they spray like some sort of, you know, harmful chemicals into the crowd, and like a couple people die, and a couple bugs like bury them, and it's pretty exciting. Yeah. And so my daughter is sitting to the, you know, right next to me, to the left of me, and she's, you know, enjoying it, and everything is kind of funny, and it's all lighthearted, and some bugs come out and do like juggling or something. I don't know, whatever bugs do. I think some bees come out maybe and like. No, I don't remember. Anyway, I was drunk. But then there, one of these giant, like cricket locust guys comes out. And well, part of it's a screen with 3D stuff. And then part of it, there's actual like robotic characters that are like on the sides of the theater that come out and, you know, talk or whatever. It's obviously totally fake to an adult, but kind of looks real. So the main good bug guy is like upside down on top of the theater looking at you and being all nice. And then the cricket like blows out of the wall, like to the right of the screen. Oh, I forgot to say this. Spoiler alert. If you're planning on going, just stop listening right now. I'm totally going to spoil it. But, the bad cricket busts out of the right-hand side and he asks the main good bug, like, what are these humans doing down here? Like, why did you invite all these humans down here? And he's like, oh, they're good. You know, these are good humans that want to learn about bugs. And then the cricket, of course, or whatever he's called. Is it a locust or a cricket?
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. He's a huge, menacing green thing with wings.
The grasshopper?
Yeah, it's a grasshopper.
I think it's a grasshopper.
You're right, grasshopper.
You got Jiminy Cricket, it's a grasshopper.
So, you know, he's got like a mom tattoo and cigarettes rolled up on his sleeve. He's a tough guy, all that. That's a typical grasshopper.
Yeah.
So, he gets all pissed off and then he basically tells all the other grasshoppers that are on the actual 3D screen that, like, you know, they have to kill all the humans. Like, that's what he says. Like, we're going to kill all the humans. So it gets really freaky. Like, the lights turn off and all these bees, like, all this buzzing noises going around your head and, like, flying bugs in the air. Like, actual things. Spiders drop down from the ceiling, like real spiders. Like, or, you know, not real spiders. But,
real,
you know,
fake
not,
spiders.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just 3D.
Yeah.
And I looked over at my daughter, you know, because I could hear her kind of like getting upset. And I looked over at her to see if, to like grab her hand and see if she's okay. And she like looked over at me and she said like, "Dad, let's get out of here." Like totally. Like I didn't understand that like the bad bugs had taken over the what was going on, and why the hell was I just sitting here like waiting to be killed, you know? Like it's so awesome.
Yeah, like in her mind they interrupted the show you're about to see.
Yeah. Like we were for sure gonna die. Like we're all gonna die because the grasshoppers took over the show and we're gonna kill everybody. And like that was like that's probably the funniest part of it. And I had to tell her, like, it's okay, this is not real, like you're gonna be fine. But the funnier part to me is like, I'm just thinking as an adult, like if you were in a situation like we were all at the, you know, at an airport or something in a plane, and all of a sudden like a terrorist came out and was like, or, you know, like you're getting ready to, I don't know, whatever, some really terrifying situation where you're like, you can't really see a way out of it. Like you're going to either die or, you know, some people are going to die, you know, it's going to end up being a horrible situation you're about to get into. And like the fact that as soon as I told her that, and then we watched the rest of the thing, like, you know, 5 minutes later, we were walking out of the theater and she's like totally fine. And like, we're going to go, you know, we're going to go do a thing. Like, I just met, like, what if me and you were on a plane and a hijacker took over and like the whole thing was, you know,
yeah,
we thought we had taken off. Like somehow they staged it so the plane felt like it took off and we were in the air and he had a bomb on his chest and like he was about to blow up the plane. And then he was like, nah, just joking.
Just kidding.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like we would be able to get off the plane 5 minutes later and just like, you know, okay, so anyway, what else we do? Yeah, yeah, like we would be in the hospital for like a month. Like I wouldn't, I wouldn't leave my house for like a month. I'd never go on a plane again. Like it's just awesome. Right after that, I guess it doesn't work that well on a podcast because you couldn't see her face, but she was totally terrified of like, and let's get out. But more than that, just like, yeah, wondering why everyone wasn't just like running out of there as fast as possible. Like why, like you idiots, why are you still watching the movie? Don't you understand? Like the grasshoppers took over.
They've won. it's over.
Yeah, it's over. What? We have to leave now.
Yeah, welcome our new grasshopper overlord.
God, it was so funny. But what I was going to say also is they have, like, on the back of the seats, when that's happening, there's stingers that come. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. There's like these stingers that come over the back of your seat and poke you in the back, Jesus. Like in the middle of the back while that's happening in the dark. It actually, the first time I went on that, like 2 or 3 years ago when we went the first time, it actually scared the shit out of me because I was like, what? You know, I just wasn't expecting to be stung in the back with something during the whole thing. Yeah. It's kind of over the top. Like for,
yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome though.
Man, that sounds kind of cool.
So, good job, Disney.
Yeah. It was Walt Disney's original concept.
Yeah. So Walt Disney was like, I just want to lure kids into my park thinking that, you know, have them think that it's just a fun, like harmless place and then just scare the shit out of them. It's my 50-year goal.
He's actually fucking evil. Like everyone thinks he's like this delightful man.
Yeah.
But
there's like hundreds of dead like kids' bodies piled up in Disneyland over the
buried
years.
Under the, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So what is your Disneyland story?
Hopefully by now people understand the concept of the show. Like we go back and forth with really mediocre comedy.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully people laugh. Like so I just want to point out like there's no logical reason for any of these. Like we just go through our lives and make notes and whatever. But the reason I say that is because we're going to not talk about Disneyland. Transition to Paramount's Great America, which doesn't exist anymore.
Also, the reason we do this because there's no other podcast. Like, we're the only, with our whole thing, like, we took, you know, we can do whatever we want now because this is your only option of stuff to listen to. So it's kind of nice. Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You were able to pull that off. I don't remember talking about that, but what?
I was going to surprise you.
Oh, okay. That's a good surprise. Yeah. So man, let's see. I've got so many because we've been off a while. I don't know if we mentioned that. You know, we used to have an old show. Did we mention that? Nah, it's not worth getting into. But we've been off a little while, so I have a lot of notes. So how about that Y2K? There's no way that's real.
Here comes the Clinton jokes.
Yeah. let's see. I got. Oh, the other day I had to call into. I was gonna check if I could buy a new iPhone because I have.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. I have unlimited data on my Verizon plan, which is extinct. They don't let you do that anymore, but I'm grandfathered in. As long as you have a grandfather that you can pull alongside you. So I can't buy an iPhone yet. Like, it has to be a special thing. But anyway, that's not what I wanted to say. Like, I called the Mac place, and it's really funny because, you know, Apple's always, I guess they're always trying to be like cool sounding or whatever. But when you call them now, there's like a dude that talks to you, and then he go like, here, I'll sample what it's like. It's like, how can I help you today? And then here, you just ask a fake Mac related question.
Why are Macs so much more expensive than PCs, but they do about less or the same?
Okay, let me look into that for you. And then he like types, like, I don't know if you can hear my keyboard, but like, it, they've made it so it like sounds like it's a real dude who's like,
but
yeah,
it's not a real
okay.
person.
No, it's a robot. Like, they program in like a typing sound, like, while.
Wait, was I a robot?
No. You were
a
human.
I was a person. Okay.
No, they don't have a robot trained to call in and ask why their product sucks. Oddly enough.
That would be, yeah, if we had that, shareholders would be quite concerned.
But
like,
no, they
90% of our business is robot to robot, like internal robot to robot business.
Yeah, RTR, like.
They're just exchanging robot credits back and forth, like, constantly. It's just driving sales up like crazy.
Yeah, they have two different share prices. One is like normal dollar price. It's totally like it's
RTR.
Negative.
RTR.
Yeah.
What if that is a phrase, the word, or a acronym, or whatever the word is for like 50 years from now? What if, dude, you should try to trademark robot to robot, RTR?
Yeah, it's robot to robot commerce. Yeah, there's like a robot credit price that's through the fucking roof, but the cash price is zero. But anyway, I just found it so funny that they have, and the thing is, like you just said, like, oh, that wasn't a real guy. That's kind of your first thought. It's like, oh, obviously this is, you know, it's pretty clear it's a robot, but I was thinking, well, why is it so clear it's a robot? And I realized it's because the guy's like happy. Because he's like, okay, let me help you with that.
Yeah.
Like, he should be like, yeah, okay, well, welcome, you know, Mac. Yeah, all right. So do you have a Mac, or do you, you know, like, they need to get me or another famous voice actor to do a, like, not rude, but like just kind of generally not excited voice. Like, hey, welcome to, you know, thanks for calling Mac. You know, but it would be a robot. It's because it is a cool thing. Like, oh, that's a goal, right? Like, oh, you know, let's have a robot that you won't even be able to tell is a robot. You know, that's a cool, like, goal to have. But you can't, no one's that happy to answer a question. Like, it just doesn't. It's not even that he's happy. It's not like, okay, you know, it's not that. It's like he just has this tone like he's going to solve your problem, and he's not even phased for a second. He's like, okay, let me look into that. Like, there's no, no one has that attitude. It's like, whew, iPhone. Okay, let me pull that up here. Oh, okay. Like, even the nicest person is still like, oh, yeah, okay. So, you can probably buy an iPhone, but, you won't be able to keep your unlimited plan, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, it's not like the
well. And if someone called in and was like, oh my God, I lost my laptop and it has like my whole family's pictures on it and I didn't back them up, and okay, let me help you with it. Like, you don't want to hear that. If you're like, oh my God, I just sat on my iPod and it went up my ass. It's all the way up my ass. I can't even see it. I have it as open, as wide as possible right now with a flashlight. We can't find it.
Let me look into that for you.
I was going to say also that at McDonald's, I don't know if you've noticed this, and not to try to, I mean, we do have it is written to our contract that McDonald's has to be mentioned at least once in every episode. So I'll mention
favorably
it now, but this is natural. This isn't my forced plug that I was going to try to figure out.
Maybe we can get double payment for that. But
cool. But it's weird. Like, they were doing it for a while at my local McDonald's where they say like, welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try a number 5 today? And it sounded like a real person. I thought it was the actual person. And then I was like, oh, no, that's no, thank you. And then there was like a guy who was like,
hey, fuck you. Welcome.
Yeah. What do you want? No, he would just say like, what would you like to order? So I was like, wait, so that was a computer, or was it like a different girl on a headset just that says that over and over again?
She was so disgusted that you didn't want to order number 5 that she's like, here, can you handle this fucking customer? I can't stand this guy. Won't order a fucking number 5.
But it's kind of like that Chris Farley thing with the coffee where he's because like when I found out it might not have been a real person, I felt like so tricked, you know? Like, so I responded, responding to a computer like it's a human is unacceptable. Like, you should never do that.
You know what it is, too? It's because, like, it takes us so much strength and just effort to, like, be... I mean, when I say us, I mean you and I. Like, not... Yeah. Normal people are totally fine. Like, people... Normal people can, like, talk to people like, oh, hi, you know. But for me, it's like... It takes me so much effort just to even sound like I don't just hate everyone or not interested in anything. Like, it's... And so to expend that energy, waste it on a machine that you could never... You can never get that back. You're never going to capitalize on that robot relationship you built. It's not like you're going to come back to the McDonald's. The McDonald's robot will be like, hey, I remember you. Let me...
No.
Yeah. That's my thing.
Yeah, that's good, though. So I just won't call Apple.
Let me look into that for you.
The other thing I was thinking, not really at Disneyland, but I was just... I guess when you're at Disneyland, you see a million people. So, you know, you got like... It was 90 degrees, by the way, in November in Disneyland. It was the weirdest thing ever. It was so freaking hot. But you got, like, people, you know, trying to show off their muscly bodies and stuff, and girls showing off all their good stuff. And I just was – I started thinking about, like, working out. You know how – like, if you were a guy who's, like, not in very good shape or whatever and you're single, you're probably thinking, like, I should start working out. Like, get – you know, no one really actually does it. Some people do. Very few people do. But, like – you know, when you think about, like, how can I make my body look good so that a girl would want to go out with me? You think, like, you go to the gym and, like, or whatever, at home and just, like, lift weights, like, basically over and over again, you know, for how long does it take to get a good body from not a good body? Forever? Mm-hmm. A year? 6-8 months?
Yeah.
Two, three, four, five, six months?
Are we talking, like, your body or are we talking, you
know? Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know, but generally speaking... Whatever, 6 months, if you worked out really hard, you could probably get a lot better body than you have right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I was thinking about it, though. It's kind of cheating. Like, a girl, if you're a girl and you're, like, looking at a couple guys, you got one guy who has, like, a normal body that he just, you know, goes to work and does whatever he does. He could be a totally, you know, normal guy. And you got the same guy, let's say another guy next to him who's exactly the same as that guy, except for he decided, like, I'm going to go to a place... with a bunch of other monkeys, like, you know, that are all lifting pieces of metal over and over again, like repetitive, boring exercises over and over again, just to, for the sole purpose of making your muscle, like, look bigger and then your body look better somehow. And that somehow means, like, you're more attractive than the other guy. It's so dumb. It's like cheating. Like, if you really had that body from... You know, I'm thinking like of evolution or whatever. Like, the reason a woman would be attracted to a guy with like a good body is probably because he was like in the wild and actually like using his body and like killing things and beating up other monkeys and like, you know, he could defend her or whatever. But if you're just a guy that's like, I went to the gym for 6 months with a bunch of other people and like lifted weights and that's how I look like this now. Yeah. And then a girl's like, oh, this guy's hot. You know, like it's just the weirdest thing to me. Like, should there be... I guess like CrossFit and all that is a little bit more acceptable because you're kind of doing actual exercises or real world, you know, type of things. But isn't it weird how the best way to make your body is like lay down on a bench and like push this bar up and down off your chest 10 times, like, or whatever, 8 times, 3 times, and do that like a couple times a week and like eat some protein powder and then you're attractive. Like, then you're attractive. Then a girl would want to be with you and like, do you and like marry you and all this stuff or whatever your goal is for getting a woman.
Yeah. And I just want to clarify, like, are you talking about going to a monkey gym? Cause they have, you know, or do you just, were you saying like, oh, people are monkeys? I just want to.
Yeah. People are monkeys.
Oh, okay. Cause sometimes, you know, normally I'd be with you, but like, I was kind of excited by the idea of a monkey gym.
So. Monkey gyms are a ripoff.
Yeah.
You got the weights are all over the, they never re-rack the weights. There's banana peels all over the floor all the time. It's
injuries.
Galore. I don't even know how they're, I don't know how they haven't got
how
shut
do they
down.
Stay in business. Yeah. I don't know how those monkey gyms, you know what? Let's call for a strike on monkey gyms. Don't go to your monkey gym. Everybody. Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, do you have nothing to say about that? You don't agree?
No, I was trying to think like, it is funny when you go to a weight room and it's like, we're all just moving objects for no reason. Yeah. Like, there's some work we could be doing. You know, I always think a gym should be like, either we should all be generating electricity, which I think I've heard someone tried before somewhere, But like we should all, you know, like we should be, it just feels like such a waste. We're all working. You know, there's countries where people get enforced into labor camps and stuff, and it's like the worst thing ever. And
yeah,
we go
volunteer.
Yeah, they're totally shredded. Yeah. And they get all the chicks is what I'm trying to say.
I know where you're going with this, yeah. They steal all of our women, yeah, is what you're exactly. going to say.
All of our women go travel to labor camps because these dudes are so yoked. No, yeah. But it's like, yeah, we force this work on ourselves, like the hardest possible work. And if you really are, you know, because there's been times in my life when I was pretty damn good at going to the gym and like working out really hard. You're like killing yourself. You're like,
yeah.
Like
you're almost throwing up. Yeah.
Like destroying your muscles as hard as you can. Like, oh, yeah. And yeah. then, and like you're voluntarily doing that in order to just, yeah, it's funny.
But I just think it's, I mean, I'm just thinking from a girl's perspective, or I guess even a guy who's wants to find like a skinny girl or something like that. It's just weird how all of a sudden that makes them attractive. Like they didn't do anything in their life that matters at all, except for lift a thing over and over and over again. But somehow that's like attractive.
Oh, I get it. This is your justification for why your body's so bad. Is that what we're talking about here? Yeah.
My body's not that bad. I'm like 5'1", 720. That's not even, I mean, that's right at the bottom of the BMI. I'm pretty sure it's in the healthy range.
Mm, yeah. You want to be lower the better on that chart. Like nowhere.
Lower on the height and higher on the weight, right? Kind of even it out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just whatever the combination of those is. Yeah. You want to end up in the middle. So if you're 1'5", 10,000 pounds, you're fine.
Wow.
No, I'm just, I mean, that's
somebody who's 1'5", 10,000 pounds.
There's not a lot of them, but I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
What would that even look like?
There's like 8 billion people in the world. Surely someone is 1'5", you know, okay. Okay, sorry. 9,200 pounds.
God.
But it averages awesome. Out. I'm trying to help you, you know. Or if you're...
What kind of bed would they have to sleep
if
in?
If you're 20'11" and 6 pounds. If you're 20'11", 6 pounds. Like, it evens out. I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to go with you, but whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
I always think a gym should just be different, like, different things of work that people need done that somehow you transfer there. Like, oh, I got, like, can you dig a hole for me? And then like that's okay. 20 reps on the hole. Hey, are you guys using that hole? I need to get 20 quick reps on the digging hole.
Something would get done.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Just think about a gym that's right now that's closed because it's, you know, like not like it's closed. But I mean not like it's out of business, but you know, it's after hours at a gym and there's just all these weights that are racked up everywhere. All those weights, all day, just moved up and down all around for no reason, then just got put back where they were again. Nothing was accomplished.
Yeah, they didn't get anywhere.
No.
Let's do a workout program where we walk a weight across the country slowly, like we all volunteer sometime.
It's time for a commercial review. Who are the ad wizards that came up with this one?
All right. So for our inaugural commercial segment for this show, because I did we mention we had it's not worth getting into, but we had a show, a long legal battle. But anyway, for this show, this is our first commercial, and it's a series of commercials.
It's not our commercial. It's our first commercial that we're going to.
Yeah, no, you'll hear our commercials on, if there's one place you're not going to hear our commercials, it's on our podcast, because that sort of, you know, sort of defeats the purpose. You'll see our commercials.
Good advertising for our podcast.
Yeah, we do have a lot of listeners, and that's a segment of the population I'm not sure we're getting to yet. So we need, No, you, by now the listeners have, you know, they've been, you know, blasted with just like billboard campaign after billboard.
Sorry about
campaign.
That.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to have a good launch, you know.
Yeah.
But this one, should I just play it? I think I'll just play it.
Huh. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Well, did you know genies can be really literal?
No.
What is your wish?
No. Okay. $1,000,000.
Guess what?
Oh, no.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Just in case people didn't
yeah, well, that. I'm sure everyone's seen it infinity times.
Did you make that noise in the beginning, or was that an actual...
That was me.
Oh, okay. I thought that was in the commercial for a second. No. Like, meh.
No, the lady's voice. So you, yeah, I know. You pointed it out.
Listen to the
just play
voice
that beginning part real quick. Yeah. Huh.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
15 minutes is heavy, man. It's like a trumpet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are the worst fucking abominations of a commercial that I've ever seen. Ever. Like, this is tops it. Like, there was the last Geico campaign with the fucking assholes playing the guitar and the mandolin. Or maybe it was a banjo. I think it was a mandolin. Yeah, those were the previous worst. Oh, not to mention any of the pig ones. Yeah, that's my Geico app. Like, the most irritating fucking voice.
I love the pig ones compared to these two.
I know. I'm looking fondly on the pig ones.
I would have sex with the pig before I would watch these.
Ha! Geico. Yeah. Yeah, and
the pig's voice.
Was their goal just like, we want a voice that no one will like? Oh, okay, I got it. It's right here. Huh? It's my Geico app. Like, there's no one listens to that voice and is like, ooh,
man,
I like that.
Man, they got some shitty ass commercials.
I know, and we've talked about it before, but they used to have the best. They used to have three separate campaigns, separate but equal campaigns that were like the best.
Legislative
like the best.
Campaign?
Yeah. the judicial campaign and the executive campaign. There was three. Yeah. You know, there was
start a, all over with the electrical college.
There was a balance of powers in their campaigns.
What and, was it? Okay, so the caveman one. What were the other two?
Yeah, caveman, the money one. The
oh yeah, the,
yeah,
I like
that one. Was pretty good. Actually, I didn't mind the Ken switching to Geico save you that guy. I didn't mind him. He wasn't, you know. There were some good ones.
Those jokes were a little bit better than these, than nothing.
But these are fucking horrible. There's 100 of them, and they're all horrible. They're all, do we need to even cut, like...
I know. I was worried about doing this one because it's so dumb that it's hard to even make fun of because it's obviously so dumb. Like... I normally like to make fun of commercials where I think maybe some
other
listeners
might like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like might not realize. And then we point something out and they're like, oh yeah. And then it ruins it for them. And then it ruins their life.
You're right.
We can never watch the commercial ever again. But I can't, if anyone's listening that likes that commercial, there's no way. No one would listen to this
stuff.
Yeah.
They could just fuck off and die.
What I was going to say about this is like, I'm not joking. Like, no, normally you would say like, I want to, you know, it's kind of cliche to say like, who is the writer that came up with this? But no, I really want to know. I wish I could see the writer who came up with the idea, whoever it was, like pitching it to everybody and then them deciding to go with it. Like think, okay, obviously the whole commercial is the joke of what if you asked a genie for $1 million and you got $1 million like deer.
Yeah,
bucks,
which
like
is
that.
One of the worst jokes you could
it's
possibly.
It's nothing. It's not even a joke.
No.
That is like a joke a 2-year-old would come up with.
Oh, some point we're going to hear Lara's jokes and they're better than one.
They are better than that.
By
a 5-year-old would come up with that joke in the car or something and you would go, huh? Like, you wouldn't even be able
like,
to.
Quiet down.
Yeah, you wouldn't even entertain your little kid who for them is a pretty, you know, that's about as good of a joke they could come up with. You would be like, that's just, don't tell me jokes until you're of the age to where those aren't the jokes that you're coming up
with. Yeah,
they're not even dumb enough. Like, you know what I mean? God, it's like, how in the world was that pitch to somebody? And they were like, yeah, go with that one.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be hilarious.
You know
There's
what I'm
no
just,
way.
You know what I'm realizing? Maybe it was a way for them to recycle all their last bad ideas. Because now that I think about it, it's not too dissimilar from the stupid guitar playing dicks, because like those had they had a similar kind of punchline, which is weird because the caveman one was totally different. They must have fired their good writers who came up with the caveman. I wish we could know. There ought to be credits.
That's what I'm saying. I wish we could know,
because it could maybe the you know, maybe it's like a band that has a really good first album, you know, and then they just can't keep up.
No, but that would be like a band having a first good album and then not being able to even play their instruments. It's not even
they'd be like staring at their hands like I forget what this
it's
does.
Not like you watch the commercial and you're like I'm not sure if
I
like that or not.
I like their early work.
It's like if you put on the band's second CD and it was just like a sound of like shit coming out of a butthole for like 45. Oh, that would be awesome, actually.
Damn. You mean like Def Heaven?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's nothing. That's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not acceptable to be a joke that would be on anything
ever. The first obvious thing I want to say, and maybe this isn't obvious, but after seeing what how many of these fucking things are there? Like 10? After seeing 10 of them, it's pretty clear that apparently not everyone knows that switching to Geico can save you 15%. Like, you know, I'll accept the first commercial where someone says, oh, well, look at this, 15. And then they say, everybody knows that. But after we've seen, 10, 15 fucking commercials, and 50% of the people don't know the thing you're saying everybody knows, like, we've got a pretty good sample size here. I think most Americans have been in one of these commercials. I think it's safe to say that not everyone knows this. Like that. So how many can you do where it's like, okay, you're shitting on your own fucking concept that everyone knows this? God, it's so dumb. And so the obvious joke is like they're picking a fact, like somehow the person has to even it up, like even up the score by picking a fact that they think the other person doesn't know, but it's not a fact. It's some stupid thing that, like, it's just shit that no one would ever say in a billion years.
Yeah. A small change to the whole commercial that would make it a little bit better is if the person said like some, well, I guess you wouldn't be able to really.
Maybe if they made up a historical fact that was fake.
Or like, I was going to say, if they said, you know, saving whatever the whole line is, and then the other person like didn't know. And so they were coming up with like a fact to impress the other person or something, or I don't know. It just doesn't really make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Here's the one, I'm going to remind you of one that you forgot about. That's the worst fucking thing you've ever seen. You ready for this?
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Did that one. Did we already do that one?
No. That's the, the E-I-E-I-O one.
Well, did you know that Old MacDonald was a really bad speller?
You know what? We already did this. How long has this campaign been going?
I guess a year.
Holy shit, you're right. This was published on June 28th, 2013. Holy fucking shit. They've been doing this dog shit series of commercials. What year is it? We're coming into 2015, right?
Yeah.
I could get out my calendar, but it's in a desk drawer, so I don't know. They've been doing this shit for almost 2 years. That's a year and a half, right? June to, yeah.
Yes.
Oh my fucking God. Okay. So anyway, I forgot that we did that. So anyway, here's the one I really wanted to talk about how fucking stupid it is real quick. Where did it go? Are you eating a sandwich or something?
No.
What you got going on?
Just origami.
No, it's
eating an origami.
Here it is. Oh my God, this is fucking
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that.
Well, did you know that words really can hurt you?
What?
Jesse, oh, this is the best one.
Jesse, oh my God. No.
I'm sorry, Daisy, but I'm a loner.
This is the only one that isn't terrible.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Jesse?
Yeah, the thing about that is, like, it's not that hard to just, if you're going to do a fake movie, what fucking movie would end like that? That makes no fucking sense. She's like, don't go. And then he's, sorry, I got to go. And rides off, like, that's the end of the movie. What movie would be that? There's no conceivable story where that would be the end to your movie. It's fucking stupid. But the other thing is, what does it prove that everybody knows that Geico is this? Is 100% of people Geico customers? Like, so are there a bunch of, you know, because there's no way Geico, what possible market share could they have? It can't be more than half. It's probably not even that. It's probably like 25% at most.
15 or 20%.
Yeah, at most. So everybody knows this. Yet, just nobody does it? Like, what does it say about your product? It's so fucking stupid. It couldn't be a dumber premise to go with. Anyway, God.
I forgot about that one. That one's the one I least hate.
Yeah, no, it is. But it just always bothers me, like, that would be the actual end of a movie. It doesn't make
sense.
I think
at least it has something funny where the guy runs into the words. Like, that's actually kind of funny. Like, I could see how you would say maybe they could set up the movie better, the fake movie, but the part where he rides his horse into the thing and falls off, like, at least that's funny.
Yeah, they could have done it where it's like, it actually seems like an end of a movie where it's like, and so he rode off through the, you know, or something like some end. That's my only critique of that one, besides the entire concept sucking dick. Dude, but yeah,
play the stupid energy drink one. That's probably the worst one.
Oh my God.
So freaking stupid.
Yeah, certain cartoons. Oh my God. Yeah, you're right. I need to find that one.
That's
certain
the worst.
Certain cartoon characters. Holy shit.
One, two,
this is always funny when we try to play an ad and we can't because we have to skip an ad. 15
minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that.
Well, did you know certain cartoon characters should never have an energy drink?
Action. Geico.
Introducing the Birds of America collection.
This is the worst part.
50 stunning hand-painted plates. Commemorating the state birds of our proud nation.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I bet you that was their big, like, Super Bowl, like, callback. Like, that was their, when they set up that fucking birds thing with it, where the, it, what happens, I don't know if, you know, people should be familiar. They do the first commercial. Certain cartoon characters shouldn't have an energy drink. Yeah, that's great. That's God.
Fuck. You're not reaching there at all.
No, that's totally natural sentence for someone to say. And then it stops, and you're like, okay, glad that's fucking over with. Like, I can get on with my life. Like, I never have to see that again. Next time I see that commercial coming, I can just blow my head off before I have to see it. And then they try to do this trick where they set it up like it's a different commercial. Even though it makes no fucking sense that there'd be a state, like, commemorative plate commercial.
Like, you'd ever be watching TV and they'd be selling state commemorative plates.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, you know, like, that suddenly, too. And then the Tasmanian Devil, he crashes through that like it was an adjacent film set or something. And, like,
it's still
trick.
The same commercial. We tricked
like,
you.
Like, that commercial was so good, it deserved an extra, like, oh, we got to bring this back because people are going to be still rolling in the aisles from how funny that first one is. So we got to do a callback here.
God, so bad.
Dude, did you know that certain cartoon characters
should never have an energy drink? Yeah.
How many levels of stupid is that? Like, what does that mean? Like, a cartoon character, they realize they're not real, right? Like,
they can't have an energy drink.
Yeah. And if you drew in an energy drink, you can also just draw what happens. It's not like if you accidentally set up a cartoon a certain way, you start to suffer real life consequences for it. Like, it's in a cartoon. Yeah. You could just draw. They could have just said.
You're in charge of the cartoon.
Yeah. It's not like a Twilight Zone where it becomes reality and, like, you have to write in, like, draw.
The animator's like, God damn it, I gave a certain cartoon character an energy drink, and now I can't. He won't do it. His career ended
after that. Like, he's fired. Shit canned.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have just said, like, did you know some people shouldn't have an energy drink? And then, like, make a funny person. That would at least.
Yeah, have a guy crash through a bunch of walls. That'd be a million times funnier.
A million times. But yeah, okay. This is the dumbest fucking thing. I am blown away that we did that one a year ago. That has to have been a year ago. Oh my God. Well, whatever. We don't own the rights to that shit anymore.
I wonder if it's doing better. Like, I wonder if the Geico people are like, all right, the caveman stuff is too smart. It's too smart. People don't get it. So let's try the guys playing the guitars that look like morons on a stage in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, that's better.
I don't remember which it was, but it was the opposite of what it should be.
So dumb. Yeah. And then they're like, we're getting some more sales. Like, market share is increasing, but not quite enough. Let's go another level of just so dumb that every person watching could understand it.
Plus, what is it? I mean, God, I can't, there's no need to dwell more on it, but, like, what kind of a fucking strategy is it? How about you have a commercial where someone says 15% could blah, blah, blah. And the other person is like, oh, that's amazing. Like, do some joke where they're like really excited, you know, just anything. But the concept of, like, everyone knows that, like, who gives a shit about Geico? Like, that's kind of where what I'm left thinking, like, oh yeah, everybody knows. Why would I pay attention to Geico? Everyone knows their message already. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, everybody knows it, and we're not switching to their thing.
Yeah, we're not.
That's
convinced.
What you're
saying. Yeah, we're not. We're not buying. Yeah.
As if that person was a Geico customer, and you said, "Oh, switching to Geico," the person would be like,
yeah. "Yeah,
everybody knows that, and we have got like you haven't switched to Geico."
Like, yeah, like I
you're
save
having
so
your product
much.
Just saying like. Yeah, everybody knows that, and who gives a shit? Let me just tell you this fake
yeah,
thing
and
that's
Geico
not funny.
Commercials are like fucking asshole, or sorry, Geico customers are like fucking dicks. You know, like yeah. We're setting it up so every Geico customer is like, yeah, everybody knows that. Ugh, like, Jesus. It's so bad on so many levels, yet people keep buying it, I guess.
You still have Geico?
No, I have Progressive. I've had Progressive for quite some time, mainly because of the commercials. I'll take Flo over that
rules.
Shit any day, yeah. At least Flo's like, that's a commercial. Like, it's not just...
Dude, the one with the dummy that the guy has on his bed, that one's funny.
I can't remember. I kind of remember it, but that's yeah. Funny. They're not great, but they're not like, I don't want to jump off a fucking cliff when I see them like these ones.
Flo, the thing about Flo is like, she's not like hot really. I mean, to me, she's not, but like, she still has this sort of like nursey kind of, you know, I don't know what it is. Every guy listening would know what I'm talking about.
I think so. Like, she's just appealing, but not like you know, overly so. You know, I don't know. Is that what you're going for? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's like if you were in the right mood, maybe. But like you
that's
wouldn't.
That's what you want in a spokesperson.
Yeah. Like you're, it's, I don't know how to explain it. If you ended up getting together with Flo for a night, you wouldn't be ashamed of it.
No.
You'd be like, eh.
Whereas if you did with a Tasmanian devil, and he, wait, no, where are you going with us? I don't care. Yeah, where's the Wendy's chick? No.
Actually, Wendy's chick is good looking.
Yeah,
she's just
good looking.
Point.
It's just the commercials are so poorly written that it's not even, it ruins her. I bet she can't even get a date now because the commercials are so bad.
I think she's married, actually. I read up on her a little bit.
You were that interested. Yeah, all right. Well,
because I want to know if she was actually anybody or if she was just some person.
She's just someone named Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy. God, well, that's been more than the time that I even wanted to do this show. So yeah. I guess we're done. I don't know. How are we closing this bad boy?
I don't know. We got plenty more stuff for next week. We're going to try to release them every Monday, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're listening to this, it's not necessarily Monday. It could be any day. But if you're listening to this right when it came out, then it's Monday-ish. And
hopefully.
We're going to do, assuming people all sign on to the Patreon, which is an advertisement that I'm sure you heard, assuming that goes well, we're going to feel obliged to 100% put out an episode every week. So that's... It'll be, no question, an episode a week.
Yep.
Commitment. So, with that said, I don't know how to sign off of this thing. This is my first time. So, have a comedy shoe shine day. we're not going to use that.
Some squeaking noises or something.
Yeah.
Shine your shoes, and I'll see you next shine.
Shine you later.
Maybe we should start all over with the electrical college.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.